dandruff. What's all the fuss about atomic, subatomic, sub-subatomic particles? Must we coo over flinders and smithereens? A loaf becomes crumbs with no assistance from our creatures of science. Is it a rare achievement to render an object into a pile of particles? Why, I can do as much with a cheese grater. Answer me this, what particles are those that dust your shoulders? I submit, atoms are dandruff. Fools have befogged the issue by arguing that it is ludicrous and distasteful to imagine that early man had a severe enough case of dandruff to account for the quantities of atoms lying around in prehistory. If he did, he stood head and shoulders over modern man. Or did the mastodon chip in? My detractors are dodging my boldest query. Does dandruff come from man, or does man come from dandruff? If the universe is made up of dandruff, as I believe, then it is an inescapable conclusion that dandruff long predated Homo sapiens. Yet I do not seek to deny an intimate, even a necessary association between dandruff and man. In fact, I believe our existence was guaranteed from the beginning by this association. You might say that logic exacted the eventual birth of man from the fait accompli of a universe of dandruff. People demur about lending a few flakes of dandruff to the common good. Shaking out one's hair over the altar, even that graceful tradition has declined. Small-minded people, from dandruff we come, to dandruff we will return. No one hoards his dandruff forever. The grave's a fine and private bed, and there we our last dandruff shed. Dandruff to dandruff, and dust to dust, my dears. Do you seek to know the atom? He is not in hiding. Cherish your flakes and your combings, for they are your parents, your advocates, and your only lasting contributions.